We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, and we are beginning the last line of Kuf Yud Amud Aleph on the bottom. We just learned different remedies for Ozava and for Yarkaina. For Zava, for Isha, who's hemorrhaging extra blood, that's a sickness for her. The Eitzah is, she takes these three Minim, the Kuma Alexandria, which is Saffron Alexandria tree, and Gila, and you take Karkuma, and these three things, you mix it with wine and drink it, and the Gemara says that does not make her infertile. So that's what she does to get better. Zava, Tlasa, Bechamra, three of those Minim with Chamra, all three Minim with wine, Veloy Makar, she does not become infertile. Veloy, if that doesn't work, or she doesn't have it, what do you do? The Gemara is going to bring down, I think, 14 different ways, or 12 different refuas you could do. Veloy, Laiti Tlasa, Kapizi, should bring three kalim worth, and this kapizi is a keli that has three lugum, can hold three lugum. Bring three kapizi, full with shamchi parsoi, full with Persian onions, v'nishloik b'chamra, and you cook up these onions and wine, v'nishkaya, and she'll drink it, the name relay, and tell her why she's drinking it, kum mizoivech, stop your zoivech, stop the bleeding. And if that doesn't work, we don't have it, stand her up in the crossroads, link across the chambria, the letter will be holding a cup of wine. Someone's coming back, her son, scare her. Stop the blood. And that doesn't work. Take a fistful of cumin, uvuna de marika, and a fistful of saffron, uvuna shavlosa, and a fistful of fenugreek. When this like bechamra, should cook it up in wine, and the sky, let her drink it. Stop yizavich. If that doesn't work, take 60 covers that are made out of cement from barrels. And Rashi says you should soak those covers in water, and then ulshvaya. Then you should scrape your goof with it. I guess if you didn't soak it in water, you'd hurt yourself. Here, soak it until it gets soft, and you smear your goof with it. But lemele kum mezayvich, stop the zayvich. The sixth refuah, viloy laisi pashtina. You should bring a type of grass that doesn't grow straight up; it grows like horizontally. Velustik v'chamra, and you cook it in wine, ulshvaya, and then smear it on yourself. Lemele kum mezayvich. If that doesn't work, lacy chanuna de hiksaramisa, take a grass that's called a chaguna, it grows close to a bush called the ramisa bush, velikli and burn it. Now what do you do with the ashes? How do you put the ashes on yourself? It says velispa vashachi the kit of a kaita. So it depends on the summer or the winter. In the summer, you're gonna take this ashes and you put it into worn out linen clothing. And if shachid amagufna besisva, in the winter you put it into cotton clothing, and what do you do with it? That's not cloth. Maybe you wear it. But here, actually, you don't have to say kum mezayvech. You just take these ashes, put it into clothing, and you put the clothing on yourself, and that will help cure her from the zava. Viloi, if that doesn't work either, you don't have that. Lichri sheva biri, you should dig seven ditches. Likli beishivsa yaldarla, and you should put in each one a branch from an arlo tree, from a tree that's only 3 years old, less than 3 years old, and you should burn it in those holes. You have seven ditches burning now. Then put a cup of wine in her hand. Sit her down this one on this ditch, then pick her up on the next ditch. Pick her up on this ditch with the next ditch. On each ditch, you should say, stand up from Mizayvich, stop Mizayvich. If you love that, it doesn't work, lazy smida. You should take a thick flour, veliskom apagalat asai, and smear her from her waist down, velei velei kum mizayvich, and tell her kum mizayvich. If that doesn't work, veloi lesi biyastinama. So take an ostrich egg, velukli, and burn it. Lisva mashachet the kitta b'kayit. Take those ashes and put it into a linen piece of clothing that was worn out in the summer of shechidam agufno v'sisva, and the winter put it into worn out cotton clothing. And if that doesn't work, you should open up a barrel special for her and tell her drink a lot of wine. So Rash learns to tell her to drink a klema yayin harbe tishta tamid. Rash says, tell her to drink a lot of wine. Open up a special bottle of wine, a barrel of wine, and say you just keep on drinking. If that doesn't work, look like saratah the mishtakas b'chuf so the kudah the chibra. She should hold in her hand a barley that was found in the galolim of a white mule. in the dung of a white mule. So now, that's pretty disgusting. So Inok Techad Yemim, if she could manage to hold it for one day, Paska Trey Yemim, for 2 days, her hemorrhaging will stop. Inok Techad Yemim, if she's holding it 2 days, Paska Tlas Yemim, will stop for 3 days. Inok Techad Yemim, if you hold that barley for 3 days, Paska Loilam, for the rest of her life, she won't have any Ziva. So to Gemara Vaita. It's said in the Mishnah, that it's Gemara right before, the Gemara right before, that Zava was that Eitza. What do you do for Yarkoin for jaundice? Train v'shechar, two of these three minim v'shechar, umiyakar. But the problem is that this thing causes him or her to become infertile. So to Gemara, if that doesn't work, Yarkoina, the two of those minim with beer doesn't work to take away the jaundice, what should you do? Take a fish name, a shibuta fish, with salt, and cook it up in beer, and drink it. If that doesn't work, take juice from grasshoppers. If you don't have that, take the juice from a bird called a nikri. Machlus is one time, maybe it's a woodpecker, nikri. And go into the bathhouse and smear this tzir either from the grasshoppers or from the bird on yourself. If there's no bathhouse, it seems like you need a place where you're very hot. If you don't have a bathhouse, what you do? How do you make yourself hot? Look, stand between the oven and the wall. There it's very hot. You'll sweat a lot. And then that's how you get rid of the sickness. Together with smearing this man, the kumsi, you stand in a hot place, and the sweat, between those two things, the sweat and that smearing, you'll get rid of the sickness. Someone who wants to warm himself up, he should wrap himself with the sheet of the chayla himself, since the chayla is very hot, it'll make the person very hot also, if he wraps himself with the sheets. Racha by Yosef Choshbe, he had a jaundice. Ovid le Rav Kahana of Itzi, Rav Kahana did his refuah, I guess, smeared him with the stuff and wrapped him with the sheets and became sweaty, and he got cured. V'tatzah, he got cured. Below, you lay stalls with the time of his eyes. If that doesn't work, take three kapizi. We have a four kapizi, means a keli that holds three lugum. You take three of these kapizi, tamri precisa. You take dates, Persian dates. Tlosa kapizi de kira de nishterufi. You take three kapizi of wax that dripped from a beehive that was over, this honeycomb was over abundance of wax in this thing. The strufi means like it went overboard. With classic kapizi ahala talana, and take red talana, also red aloe, three kapizi of red aloe. You cook it up in beer, velishti, and you should drink it. Take a ayar, which is a young donkey that came from another donkey, and you should shave a part in your head, and get blood out of that donkey, and put it on your head. But be careful that you not drip into your eyes. So it shouldn't make the person blind. And if that doesn't work, take away the jaundice. You should take a head of a ram that was pickled in vinegar or in fish juice, got pickled, and cook it up in beer, and drink it. That doesn't work. Take a spotted chazir, a spotted pig, and rip it open, and put it on your heart. If that doesn't work, you should take leeks from the middle of the rows of the leeks. Take a leek from the middle row, because that's the best strong type of leeks. And one brings a ma'is about that. Who Taya, a certain Arab, the Choshbe, he had a sickness of Irakun. Omla the Ganoi, he told the Ganoi, the gardener, Shakolgamay, I have no money for you, but here, take my cloak, Vahabli may share the carting, and I have a whole row of leeks. Yohavle, or Christian, whatever Christian want, a type of a Christian who is not touching his leeks, it could be his type of Michael Behemoth, type of bean. Yohavle va'achla. It gave him the Ganon gave him this row of Christian, this type of bean va'achla, and he ate it. back my cloak. I want to sleep a little bit with it. He got tired after eating all those krishim. He wrapped himself with that cloak and went to sleep. When he got warmed up from the cloak, he woke up. The talus broke into pieces. They got burnt from all the heat and mamish fell off him in pieces. That's how hot he got from all those krishim, and he got healed, but he lost the talus. You have to know if he was chayiv or not. He's a shoyl. Gemara doesn't talk about it. We're going to get into the yachachayshem mishpat, but could maybe he was chayiv to pay for that talus. So the Gemara writes, it says in the Gemara, the Yarkaina, if someone takes this for the jaundice, that's the kosher ikrim. He takes the kosher ikrim, what does that mean? Train v'shichra, two of those mean in beer, umi akar, and becomes infertile. So now here's a very important Gemara. The Gemara says, umi shari, is a mutter for a person to drink a refuo to make him become infertile. Vatanya, it says in a brisa, menayim l'siris ba'adam shuasa. In the Torah, it's a furish of pasuk. They now have masaris abahema. It says in the pasuk, u'ma'uch v'kosus v'nosuk v'koros, loy sakri v'lashem, u'va'artzichem loy sasu. You should not do this in your land. That means you're not allowed to make a behema infertile. Now, how do you know a person's also asked to make a person infertile? So the darshan v'artzichem, sachem, v'lashem b'chem loy sasu. You should not. You shouldn't make even yourself. That's what Chanina says. Josh from a pasuk that is an iser sirus ba'adam. Iser the raisa of sirus ba'adam. So what the heck is someone take this drink? He's making himself masuris. He's making himself infertile. You're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara more first tries the tires like this. That is only if he does it. But Yadayim, he takes away his Evarei Leda. But Hakam Atzmeu, here he's not taking a Evarei Leda. He's taking a drink, and that's causing him to become infertile. That doesn't go into the Issa. The Issa serious means you take away the Evarei Leda, the limbs that make a person have children. But if you just drink something and Ma'atzmeu happens, the Gemara is saying maybe it's Mutter. Now, just stop here a second. On the Ikka Gemara, the Gemara's Kasha is, I'm taking a drink for jaundice. The Gemara's Kasha is, what happened to the Issa of serious? So Tysus handles the Lachaira, it's Eina Mechavin. Lachaira over here, it's you're not trying to do that. You're trying to take something because you're sick. That's why you're trying to do this. So why in the world should it be Asa? Why should it be Asa? Lachaira, it's Eina Mechavin. We pass on the curve of Shimon. So Tysus answers that it's a psik ratio over here. So even by psik ratio, even Eina Mechavin will be Asa. That's what Taisus answers. And Taisus Bavar is Dimakashai, maybe it's Loi Nichele, but he says here you don't have a heter of Loi Nichele by Shabbos, but by Isuri in the Torah, you don't have a heter of Loi Nichele. And Taisus says the reason why it's asking for Rav Shimon is because of psik ratio. Look at the end of Taisus Talmud Leimer, you see Taisus speaks out that here it's a psik ratio, it's all going to happen, therefore there's no heter of Ein Mechav. But now the Gemara wants to say a different teretz right now. The Gemara wants to say that's only an Isser if you take out the Vara Leda by itself. If you drink something and you lose it by itself, that would be fine. And the Gemara brings a raya. Dom Rav Yechanan. Haroitzi Shoras Tarnagol. You want to be Masaris, you're a chicken. What you do? Eat Del Karbalasa. Take off his crest. And Masaris Me'elav. Masaris Me'elav. And that's will become infertile by itself. So you see, you're allowed to do that. Right, the Gemara. No, Rav Yechanan never said you're allowed to do that. Because you're not there by the chicken. You're not really making him infertile. But Amar Rav Ashi, Romus Rucho Nekitle. You know what you do? When you take away his crest, you're making him depressed. You're taking away his gaiva. You're taking away his ganze stolz, and therefore, it's not really a serus. It's just like a mental, just a emotional health. That's all it is. It's not really making him infertile. That's why there it's not an iser. But if you take a drink and become really masurus, about it's also. So it comes out that Rav Ashi argues, and that's how it could be with Paskin, that Lamaisa, that even if you take a drink that removes. That makes a person infertile, that'll be awesome. You don't have to do it by a daim. Even if you take a drink that makes a person infertile, it will be awesome. So it's back schwer, hacky, take this drink for the jaundice, even though you're taking it for jaundice, which is Ein Mechavin, so it's a psik reisha, and even though you're not actually taking it Evarei Leda, if you're taking a drink that makes a person infertile, it's awesome. So what's the case? And we're Ela Basara. So talking to someone who already removed it for whatever reason, he already was a Saras, he removed his Evarei Leda, and therefore it's no problem. Right, the Gemara, it's not true. That the halacha is that even though there's a whole machlokes in the Gemara, that if you have a behemoth that has a mum, and it's possible in his bayach, is there an iser to put another mum on it? Talking about a bechar there, you want to make his dam on a bechar. The question is, could you do a kodesh dam on a bechar that has a mum already? But the Gemara there says that akol ma'idim, everyone agrees that mechametz acha mechametz, that shuchai. The law is you're not allowed to make a mincha in the Beis Hamikdash. You're not allowed to make that a carbon mincha. You're not allowed to make chametz. So everyone agrees that even though it's chametz ready, you can't make chametz more chametz. Shuchai. Shnema lo se'afa chametz lo sasa chametz. And the kasha is that se'afa is part of lo sasa chametz. So what's the extra lo se'afa lo sasa? And the Gemara darshins that let's say someone made the lisha v'chametz and then he does aricha b'chametz, then he does baking b'chametz, every step of the way is chayiv, even though it's chametz ready, because everything, every addition in the process of making something chametz is chayiv, because you have chametz ach chametz. And the Gemara says the same thing by mesaris. Mesaris ach mesaris. Talking about if someone is mesaris, a person or a behema, that also, even mesaris ach mesaris is chayiv. Shnei Meir says in the pasuk, u'ma'uch v'koshus v'nosu v'karus, and the kasha is, in malkarus, if you already cut the area where the beitzim of the zocher is already cut it, it's a little bit attached. Yechayiv, that means you made him into infertile already. Yechayiv, so on nosuk, when you completely take it off, like koshkein, you shouldn't be chayiv, it's a kavachaymer. Ella is telling teachers Lahavi Noisigacha Karas that even someone who is already karas and then now you just take it off completely, Shuchayev Yichayev. So you see, Msarasach Msaras Chayev's Hakamar answer to when I'm Saras and that's why it's mutter to do, to take this drink, because you're Saras already anyway. What do you mean? Saras Acha Saras is Chayev. And we said, the Rav Ashi saying, even a drink which is not be a dime is also Asar. So what's going on? And what is the case that you're taking this drink for jaundice? You're not allowed to. It's a Saras. And for the Gemara, the El of a Zakim. We're talking about an older man, which is not royal to have a baby at all, so he could take this thing for jaundice. For the Gemara, no. There were certain type of medicines, talking in Misha Achazo, in the Parak, in Gittin, that talks about Refuah. It says he took a certain medicine, and he went back to being young, and he got back his Karech Gavra, even when he's older. So even a Zakim still has his Evari Leda, and still could be working. And therefore, it's still shver, because the Gemara's tarets was that it's not called saras achas masaras acha masaras, because by a zokin it's dumb, doesn't have any avar leida. No, he does have a avar leida. It's not working so well, but he has a avar leida. So it is aser. So it will still be aser to do. So what's the case of the case they're taking this jaundice medicine? Ayis ba'akar. And for the Gemara, I'll be ish, talking about isha. Isha, the Gemara is saying right now, is not mitzvah and per rivya. It's not mitzvah rivya. Therefore, sirus would be mutter. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Yechim and Breiker, the Amar Ashdeim, who aim at Varach Oisam al Kaviyam them can pruvu. Ma'ik the Meima. What are you going to say? The Chared is a chi of pruvu. Frank the Gemara, talking about Bizkena by a older isha. When having on by a isha that's older, it's not shaykh for it to go back to Narusa. There's nothing to make it go back. And now by Akara, we're talking about Akara. Isha who's Akara, it's not possible to have a Leda. But her, she's allowed to do the Saras because she's missing the very Leda. She's not possible to have. And the Rishonim speak out, you could have also said Akar also. You could have said a person also, a man who's a complete Akar also would be mutter to take. Could have answered. But once we answered Kana, we answered Akari also. But either way, that would be the Gemara's teretz is that Dafka by Kana and Akara. That will be the case that you're allowed to take this, join this drink, even though it makes her infertile.